I mean, God is good, man. God is good, man. I prayed and asked for grace and mercy and protection and for him to use me, and that was the outcome.
Did you feel like you had an advantage on that matchup there? Is that what happened?
I mean, you feel like you have an advantage, but at the same time, it was just team defense. Guys working in the back. You had rushing coverage working together, and that's what you saw.
Talk about that safety play. It seemed like you were able to kind of strip him and bring him down just with one hand.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what you call determined to get the ball, especially back there, man. You want to, when you got him back there, you want to keep him back. And so you want to take advantage of that field position. And being able to get the ball was big.
Khalil, what's going to be Brock or Dave? I know on the surface, what kind of problems did Brock present for you guys?
We knew he was mobile. He can move out of the pocket. They use him on boots. They use him to get out. He had a third down in short, and they stretched him outside, and so and that was big for him. So we knew that would be the difference coming in. But as far as holding the ball, he held the ball a lot longer than Peyton did.
What's that thing that game like that? 5 seconds.
Never in my life, man. Never in my damn
life.
No. Pee Wee. No.
Everybody talks about the Ohio State game as the one that jumps out. Is
there
similar to that, or is better?
I mean, it's the Broncos, man. You're playing against a great team, great defense, a great offense, and we were able to steal this one and leave their home with a win. It's big.
What are you thinking when your offense was obviously struggling in the first half, but you kept holding the field goals? Were you feeling okay about that?
I mean, we knew that we didn't want them to score. That was what we preached all week. But they were able to get some things over the top, and we want to make them pay for it in the second half.
You guys didn't allow an offensive touchdown in the Broncos in both games. That something that jumped out to you guys?
That's great, man. That's great. But you want to win these games, and that's what it was all about for us. By any means, we wanted to win this one. This was big for us.
That's true. What did Jack Del Rio say during the halftime break?
He knew we could make that push in the second half. He believed in us. Coach Jack don't really let anything, you know what I mean, too much get to him.
Yeah.
And keeps his calm, he keeps his poise. He has a swagger about him. And he knew, he believed in us. And knowing that he believed in us, it pushed us and drove us to go out and get it by any means we could.
Well, your sack rate has gone way up the last several games.
I mean, you talk about rushing coverage working together, and defensively, it's all about playing team defense. And you got David Anderson back there covering, you got Nico Thorpe covering, C. Wood, the great, the GOAT covering, and you got Mario Edwards getting penetration, you got Nico Autry getting penetration, and Benson Mayova on the other edge. It's all about team defense and working together, and that's what you saw. I mean, I'm trying to get better every week. But you see statistically, I mean, it doesn't really determine whether you think it's better or not. But at the same time, I'm going to keep working to get better.
I asked Woodson what statement you're making. He said, I'm the man.
not at all. See Wood, man. See Wood is the GOAT, man. And we talk often about different things as far as, you know what I mean, me stepping up in that leadership role. And so it's difficult because you have him. You know what I mean? You have him. And he's the best player. Best player I've ever played with. You know, arguably one of the best safeties of all time. So it's big. It's big when you got that coming from him. When you hear that coming from him, that he wants me to step up into that role.
Oh,
man, I asked him, how does he play up here, man? It's hard to breathe up here, man. But it was a big game, man, and we knew we wanted to win it. And I was just talking to him and we just chatted a little bit, but he told me good job. I told him good job. Not too much.
Did you feel that? I mean, you feel it.
You feel it. But I feel like it was more of the cold. It was big for us. But at the same time, we wanted to push through it and give our all because a lot of people – I don't really make it out of here.
That last sack with a three-man rush, which some people think is, not the way to do it, but
yeah.
It's a point of pride that you got that sack.
Man, it's called working your tail off, man. You have to work, especially late in the games. We learned from before, and we knew we needed to get that at least some pressure, and get some kind of sack late in the stretch, and it was big for us.
Yeah. Some guys said that you really wanted to get this one from Coach Del
Rio. Oh yeah, man. Coach Jack, man. You talk about a leader. He's a great leader for us, man, and it was big for us to get this one home.
All right, thanks, guys. Khalil's got some family.
Appreciate it, bro.